Radio Prague News.
The leaders of three Czech right-of-center parties have said that the Slovak election results signal a positive development. The Czech government is to discuss a new strategy to fight social exclusion, and over 180,000 visitors attended Prague's Museum Night. Leaders of three Czech right-of-center parties have commented on the results of the general elections that took place in Slovakia on Saturday. Petr Nečas, the current acting leader of the Civic Democrats, said that he found the Slovak results were similar to the outcome of the recent lower house elections in the Czech Republic. He added that voters no longer put faith in the promises of left-of-center parties. The head of TOP 09 and former foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg said he saw a positive development in both countries, while public affairs leader Radek Jon judged that Slovak voters had decided in favor of fiscal responsibility. The Czech government is set to discuss a new approach to integrating economically weak groups into mainstream society on Monday. The main focus will be education opportunities for children living in ghettos and problematic family situations. The head of the caretaker government, Prime Minister Jan Fischer, will present a strategy to fight social exclusion which aims at lowering unemployment within such groups. One possible measure could be introducing a mandatory preschool year for children from socially excluded families who often are of Roma origin. This could help lower the high percentage of such children being sent to schools with a more practical curriculum because they lack basic social and other skills by the time they enter elementary school. On Saturday, the majority of Prague's museums stayed open past midnight as part of the city's annual Museum Night, which drew over 180,000 visitors. Now in its seventh year, the event counted 53 participating institutions, most of which were open from 7 p.m. free of charge. According to the event's organizers, the number of families in attendance was especially high this year, partly due to the fact that the program featured events for children, as well as special concerts, theater performances, and lectures. The capital's transport authority extended its metro services until 1:30 a.m. to accommodate visitors of Museum Night. Special buses were also in effect. A 39-year-old woman was killed by a falling tree near the town of Blansko in southern Moravia, where heavy thunderstorms hit on Saturday. Falling trees damaged roads, railroad tracks, cars, and houses. Firefighters in the southern Moravia region were called out on some 80 missions in the course of Saturday night. Some roads and railroad routes are still blocked due to damages. In other parts of Moravia, the storms led to power outages and flooded cellars and garages. Some 15,000 households near the Moravian town of Třebíč were still without electricity on Sunday morning. And now for a brief look at the weather up ahead. Next week, temperatures will cool down to 17 degrees Celsius during the day. Cloudy skies and occasional rain showers are to be expected. And this brings us to the end of today's news. My name is Sarah Barufka.